USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With funerals beginning this morning for some of those killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shootings last Saturday, some leaders, including the mayor of Pittsburgh, are urging President Trump and the First Lady to change their plans for visiting the city today. Many say today and this week should be about the victims, and the president should delay his visit by at least a week. The shootings, which left 11 people dead and 6 others wounded, were on the vice president's mind as Mike Pence was speaking at a rally last night.
The Bible says that we mourn with those who mourn and we grieve with those who grieve. And today, America mourns for 11 Americans and for the injured in the wake of this terrible attack.
Pence was speaking in Grand Rapids, Michigan. President Trump saying in an Axios interview last night he's going to sign an executive order ending birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Sourcecom score total visits.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.